Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Michelle, didn't you say that you were absolutely shocked to know that diabetes can affect a woman's private parts, and that
I had no idea.
There?
Yes, I was totally shocked. I mean, you know, doing Her Radio and having EmpowHer, I just never connected the two. So I'm so fascinated today to have our guest on, which you're going to introduce, because I was surprised.
Well, let's learn more. We have Dr. Rebecca Poston, who is an OBGYN and the CEO of Prevalief, a company that provides natural products for intimate feminine issues. She also works with the American Diabetes Association and is currently the president of the board of the North Texas ADA, or the American Diabetes Association down there in Texas. So, Dr. Poston, welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I both welcome you to help us understand what this is all about. How can type 2 diabetes affect feminine issues like vaginal dryness?
Thank you. So good to be here today. And I should probably give a quick caveat. I work full-time as with my company. I'm actually not a practicing OBGYN, although I did train. And this is my area of interest. So it's gynecologic health, and given my interest in diabetes, the association between diabetes and a woman's intimate health.
Love it.
Oh, this is fantastic. Well, you know, I mean, there are some amazing statistics here. Women with type 2 diabetes are at increased risk of yeast infections, vaginal dryness, because they have more sugar in their body. So, you know, tell us about this vaginal dryness and the yeast infections.
Absolutely. So we all know that there are a number of systemic effects from having diabetes. The effects that are most commonly discussed are, unfortunately, not the effects on a woman's intimate health. So, and because of the effect of diabetes, essentially on the autonomic nervous system, the automatic nerves, there is an association between the diabetes and dryness, as well as sexual dysfunction, so discomfort, an inability to become as aroused, for example, as naturally as one would without diabetes. And then in terms of the infections, because diabetes essentially puts someone into an immunocompromised state, it puts them at increased risk for infections, and then couple that with the higher levels of glucose in the blood, and unfortunately, it creates a perfect storm that increases a woman's risk for vaginal infections. So these are bacterial infections as well as yeast infections.
So why are women why is it more common in women with type 2 diabetes to have all this happen? I know what you just said, but I'm still scratching my head going, okay, explain more.
Sure, absolutely. So it's a combination, again, of the effect on diabetes affects the peripheral nerves there, both the all different types of nerves, including these autonomic nerves. So that's the association with someone who has diabetes that may, the lower the level of control of a woman's diabetes, the higher the rate of these kinds of issues. So the association is clear between, again, the diabetes and the level of control and her intimate health.
Well, so if a woman, as you said, who has type 2 diabetes is having problem with dryness and infection and is at higher risk for that, what happens when she's in the perimenopause and menopause? Is it even more severe? What happens there?
Right. You are absolutely right. And so when you combine the dryness that can occur secondary to the diabetes, you combine that with the added hormone changes that also lead to these kinds of side effects you have. It's that situation where a woman is going to have this dryness, this discomfort. And, you know, it can manifest itself for many women, not just during intercourse and discomfort during sex, but it also can manifest as general discomfort on a daily basis. So you have, you know, a lot of women who, unfortunately, day to day suffer from this dryness, and it can feel like different things to different women. So for some, it's itchiness. For some, it's pain. For some, it's pain with urination. It can manifest itself in different ways for different women, but it's something that day to day can be uncomfortable. And one of the things that we find in particular in our area of work is that for many women, they don't, they sort of accept this, and they don't necessarily go to get help with this level of discomfort. They're not out there looking for products that can help them, because there's a lot that can be done that they can do for themselves, become comfortable, to moisturize and to relieve the discomfort associated with infection.
Well, number one, women don't like to talk about sex with their doctors anyway, right? And then they probably are not putting the two together with the type 2 diabetes, but, I mean, because I wouldn't have put the two together as well. But are there differences in the effects of type 1 or type 2, or is the impact the same with their, you know, sexual health and their sexual organs?
That's right. It's a similar effect. So whether they have type 1 or type 2, they have a... they're at risk of having similar issues with this uncomfortable dryness and with the increased risk of infection.
So I think that this is, you know, just kind of looking at this then, Dr. Poston, we're making sure that women out there who are listening to her radio understand that type 2 diabetes has a lot of different symptoms. And when you have that, a lot of women don't realize that it affects their sexual, you know, organs, as it were, and that it can result at any age in this vaginal dryness, the increased yeast infections, and they really need to be aware of this and also know that there are some remedies. So what do you use as treatment options?
That's right. Well, the most important thing is the woman needs to make sure her diabetes is under control as best as possible, right? So that's the fundamental thing for any of these side effects. It's also important that if she thinks that she has an infection, that she does go to her OBGYN to make sure it's nothing serious. That being said, there are options, and again, that's the mission of my company. My company is Prevalise, and we produce natural products, natural topical vaginal products, and that's our mission. So the products that we have for these kinds of concerns is we have a vaginal moisturizer, call it Oasis, Prevalise Oasis, and it's all natural, it's water-based, paraben-free, fragrance-free, non-irritating. And all of those characteristics are very important for someone with diabetes. Water-based is important because if you put oils on the vaginal tissue, it increases the risk of infection, and that's the last thing you need, right? To having someone who's at risk of infection because of diabetes, you don't need to increase it even more with an oil-based product. And then for people who have an infection, first and foremost, again, go get treatment from your OBGYN. But to relieve the symptoms, we have a product that we call it Prevalise Soothe, and it's sort of like Oasis, but it has peptides and other ingredients that essentially relieve the itch and the irritation that are associated with
excellent.
Infection.
So, excellent. Yeah, Dr.
you.
Poston, this has been fantastic. I mean, really helping us understand the relationship of type 2 diabetes and basically feminine health and feminine issues. We want to make sure that everybody goes to Prevalise Inc.com to be able to learn more about Dr. Poston's wonderful work. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.